Daily Lesson for Mary Baker Eddy's Household to Study. The following 39 paragraphs were required by Mary Baker Eddy for her household to study each morning as they were resident in Pleasant View. The complete references for these paragraphs are in the written version, which may be downloaded from the website free of charge. The paragraphs are as follows. 1. Work out your own salvation is the demand of life and love, for to this end God worketh with you. Occupy till I come. Wait for your reward and be not weary in well-doing. If your endeavors are beset by fearful odds, and you receive no present reward, go not back to error, nor become a sluggard in the race. When the smoke of battle clears away, you will discern the good you have done, and receive according to your deserving. Love is not hasty to deliver us from temptation, for love means that we shall be tried and purified. 2. Final deliverance from error, whereby we rejoice in immortality, boundless freedom, and sinless sense, is not reached through paths of flowers, nor by pinning one's faith without works to another's vicarious effort. Whosoever believeth that wrath is righteous, or that divinity is appeased by human suffering, does not understand God. 3. The understanding that the ego is mind, and that there is but one mind, or intelligence, begins at once to destroy the errors of mortal sense, and to supply the truth of immortal sense. This understanding makes the body harmonious. It makes the nerves, bones, brain, etc., servants instead of masters. If man is governed by the law of divine mind, his body is in submission to everlasting life and truth and love. The great mistake of mortals is to suppose that man, God's image and likeness, is both matter and spirit, both good and evil. 4. There is but one way to heaven, harmony, and Christ in divine science shows us this way. It is to know no other reality, to have no other consciousness of life than good, God and his reflection, and to rise superior to the so-called pain and pleasure of the senses. 5. Look away from the body into truth and love, the principle of all happiness, harmony, and immortality. Hold thoughts steadfastly to the enduring, the good, and the true, and you will bring these into your experience proportionably to your occupancy of your thought. 6. The effect of mortal mind on health and happiness is seen in this. If one turns away from the body with such absorbed interest as to forget it, the body experiences no pain. Under the strong impulse of a desire to perform his part, a noted actor was accustomed night after night to go upon the stage and sustain his appointed task, walking about as actively as the youngest member of the company. This old man was so lame that he hobbled every day to the theater and sat aching in his chair till his cue was spoken, a signal which made him as oblivious to physical infirmity as if he had inhaled chloroform, though he was in the full possession of his so-called senses. 7. Detach sense from the body or matter, which is only a form of human belief, and you may learn the meaning of God or good, and the nature of the immutable and immortal. Breaking away from the mutations of time and sense, you will neither lose the solid objects and ends of life, nor your own identity. Fixing your gaze on the reality supernal, you will rise to the spiritual consciousness of being, even as the bird which has burst from the egg and preens its wings for a skyward flight. 8. To hold yourself superior to sin because God made you superior to it and governs man is true wisdom. To fear sin is to misunderstand the power of love and the divine science of being in man's relation to God. To doubt his government and distrust his omnipotent care. To hold yourself superior to sickness and death is equally wise and is in accordance with divine science. To fear them is impossible when you fully apprehend God and know that they are no part of his creation. 9. No faculty of mind is lost. In science, all being is eternal, spiritual, perfect, harmonious in every action. Let the perfect model be present in your thoughts, instead of its demoralized opposite. This spiritualization of thought lets in the light and brings the divine mind, life, not death, into your consciousness. 10. When the illusion of sickness or sin tempts you, cling steadfastly to God and his idea. Allow nothing but his likeness to abide in your thought. Let neither fear nor doubt overshadow your clear sense and calm trust that the recognition of life harmonious, as life eternally is, can destroy any painful sense of or belief in that which life is not. Let Christian science, instead of corporeal sense, support your understanding of being. And this understanding will supplant error with truth, replace mortality with immortality, and silence discord with harmony. 11. The harmony and immortality of man are intact. We should look away from the opposite supposition that man is created materially, and turn our gaze to the spiritual record of creation, to that which should be engraved on the understanding and heart, with the point of a diamond and the pen of an angel. 12. It is easier to desire truth than to rid oneself of error. Mortals may seek the understanding of Christian science, but they will not be able to glean from Christian science the facts of being without striving for them. This strife consists in the endeavor to forsake error of every kind and to possess no other consciousness but good. 13. Whatever inspires with wisdom, truth, or love, be it song, sermon, or science, blesses the human family with crumbs of comfort from Christ's table, feeding the hungry and giving living waters to the thirsty. 14. We should become more familiar with good than with evil, and guard against false beliefs as watchfully as we bar our doors against the approach of thieves and murderers. We should love our enemies and help them on the basis of the golden rule, but avoid casting pearls before those who trample them underfoot, thereby robbing both themselves and others. 15. If mortals would keep proper ward over mortal mind, the brood of evils which infest it would be cleared out. We must begin with the so-called mind and empty it of sin and sickness, or sin and sickness will never cease. The present codes of human systems disappoint the weary searcher after a divine theology. Adequate to the right education of human thought. 16. You command the situation if you understand that mortal existence is a state of self-deception and not the truth of being. Mortal mind constantly producing on mortal body the results of false opinions, and it will continue to do so until mortal error is deprived of its imaginary powers by truth, which sweeps away the gossamer web of mortal illusion. The most Christian state is one of rectitude and spiritual understanding, and this is best adapted for healing the sick. Never conjure up some new discovery from dark forebodings regarding disease, and then acquaint your patient with it. 17. Paul had a clear sense of the demands of truth upon mortals physically and spiritually when he said, "Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. But he who is begotten of the beliefs of the flesh and serves them can never reach in this world the divine heights of our Lord. The time cometh when the spiritual origin of man, the divine science which ushered Jesus into human presence, will be understood and demonstrated." 18. Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his way unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his saints, ye ministers of him that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. 19. Proverbs 1:10. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. 20. Christian Science demonstrates that none but the pure in heart can see God, as the gospel teaches. In proportion to his purity is man perfect, and perfection is the order of celestial being, which demonstrates life in Christ, life's spiritual ideal. 21. Your influence for good depends upon the weight you throw into the right scale. The good you do and embody gives you the only power obtainable. Evil is not power. It is a mockery of strength, which ere long betrays its weakness and falls, never to rise. 22. Even in this world, therefore, let your garments be always white. Blessed is the man that endureth, overcometh temptation. For when he is tried, proved faithful, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. 23. Mortals must follow Jesus' sayings and his demonstrations, which dominate the flesh. Perfect and infinite mind enthroned is heaven. The evil beliefs which originate in mortals are hell. Man is the idea of spirit. He reflects the beatific presence, illumining the universe with light. Man is deathless, spiritual. He is above sin or frailty. He does not cross the barriers of time into the vast forever of life, but he coexists with God and the universe. 24. Scientists, be a law to yourselves that mental malpractice cannot harm you, either when asleep or awake. 25. He who has named the name of Christ, who has virtually accepted the divine claims of truth and love in divine science, is daily departing from evil. And all the wicked endeavors of suppositional demons can never change the current of that life from steadfastly flowing on to God, its divine source. 26. One thing have I greatly desired, and again earnestly request, namely, that Christian scientists here and elsewhere pray daily for themselves, not verbally, nor on bended knee, but mentally, meekly, and importunately. When a hungry heart petitions the divine Father Mother God for bread, it is not given a stone, but more grace, obedience, and love. If this heart, humble and trustful, faithfully asks divine love to feed it with the bread of heaven, health, holiness, it will be comforted to a fitness to receive the answer to its desire. Then will flow into it the rivers of his pleasure, the tributary of divine love, and great growth in Christian science will follow, even that joy which finds one's own in another's good. 27. Three times a day I retire to seek the divine blessing on the sick and sorrowing, with my face toward the Jerusalem of love and truth, in silent prayer to the Father, which seeth in secret, and with childlike confidence that he will reward openly. In the midst of depressing care and labor, I turn constantly to divine love for guidance and find rest. It affords me great joy to be able to attest to the truth of Jesus' words. Love makes all burdens light. It giveth a peace that passeth understanding, and with signs following. As to the peace, it is unutterable. As to signs, behold the sick who are healed, the sorrowing who are made hopeful, and the sinful and ignorant who have become wise unto salvation. 28. Science is absolute, and best understood through the study of my works and the daily Christian demonstration thereof. It is their materiality that clogs the progress of students, and this kind goeth not forth but by prayer and fasting. It is materialism through which the animal magnetizer preys, and in turn becomes a prey. Spirituality is the basis of all true thought and volition. Assembling themselves together and listening to each other amicably or contentiously is no aid to students in acquiring solid Christian science. Experience and, above all, obedience are the aids and tests of growth and understanding in this direction. 29. God gives you His spiritual ideas, and in turn they give you daily supplies. Never ask for tomorrow. It is enough that divine love is an ever-present help, and if you wait, never doubting, you will have all you need every moment. What a glorious inheritance is given to us through the understanding of omnipresent love. More we cannot ask, more we do not want, more we cannot have. This sweet assurance is the peace be still to all human fears, to suffering of every sort. 30. Christ my refuge, my prayer, some daily good to do to thine for thee, an offering pure of love, whereto God leadeth me. 31. It shall be the duty of every member of this church to pray each day, Thy kingdom come. Let the reign of divine truth, life, and love be established in me, and rule out of me all sin. And may thy word enrich the affections of all mankind and govern them. 32. Neither animosity nor mere personal attachment should impel the motives or acts of the members of the Mother Church. In science, divine love alone governs man, and a Christian scientist reflects the sweet amenities of love in rebuking sin, in true brotherliness, charitableness, and forgiveness. The members of this church should daily watch and pray to be delivered from all evil, from prophesying, judging, condemning, counseling, influencing, or being influenced erroneously. 33. It shall be the duty of every member of this church to defend himself daily against aggressive mental suggestion, and not to be made to forget nor neglect his duty to God, to his leader, and to mankind. By his works he shall be judged and justified or condemned. 34. Watch and pray daily that evil suggestions in whatever guise take no root in your thought nor bear fruit. Ofttimes examine yourself and see if there be found anywhere a deterrent of truth and love. And hold fast that which is good. 35. Injustice denotes the absence of law. Each day I pray for the pacification of all national difficulties, for the brotherhood of man, for the end of idolatry and infidelity, and for the growth and establishment of Christian religion, Christ's Christianity. I also have faith that my prayer availeth, and that he who is overturning will overturn until he whose right it is shall reign. Each day I pray, God bless my enemies, make them my friends, give them to know the joy and peace of love. 36. Today my soul can only sing and soar. An increasing sense of God's love, omnipresent and omnipotent, enfolds me. Each day I know him nearer, love him more, and humbly pray to serve him better. Thus seeking and finding, though feebly, finally may we not together rejoice in the church triumphant. 37. You have simply to preserve a scientific positive sense of unity with your divine source, and daily demonstrate this. Then you will find that one is as important a factor as duodecillion in being and doing right, and thus demonstrating deific principle. A dewdrop reflects the sun. Each of Christ's little ones reflects the infinite one, and therefore is the seer's declaration true, that one on God's side is a majority. And then before retiring, 38. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. 39. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. The end.